Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear. Leading off today, Apple has announced that the first developer beta of iOS 13.2 includes its new Deep Fusion camera technology for iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. Deep Fusion was announced as an iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro feature last month. Phil Schiller described the feature as computational photography mad science. Essentially, Deep Fusion is Apple's new image processing system that aims to further improve image quality for iPhone 11 users. Deep Fusion works by combining a handful of different images taken at different exposures and shutter speeds to increase the overall amount of detail in the final image. It's sort of like an even more powerful version of Smart HDR. The images are run through four detailing processing steps, pixel by pixel, with the goal of increasing the amount of detail each time. This generates a series of weightings that tells the algorithm how to blend the images together. Apple says that Deep Fusion processing will be most important for medium to low light images. What differentiates Deep Fusion from night mode is that Deep Fusion is completely invisible to the user. Whereas a user can see when night mode is activated on the screen, there's no such indication for Deep Fusion. That means you won't be able to tell when it's running in the background, but you should notice considerably better image quality. Apple says that this is all part of its strategy to only show the user the final image with the best quality possible, not necessarily how that image was created. Deep Fusion is available in the first developer beta of iOS 13.2, which was released today. It's unclear when it will launch to non-beta users, but Apple has said it will come sometime this fall. In other news, Apple is shifting its policy around how Siri integrates with third-party messaging and phone applications. With an iOS update that will come later this year, Apple says that Siri will no longer default to using the built-in Messages and Phone app on iOS. Instead, Siri will intelligently choose the appropriate text or voice messaging app based on your past communication with each contact. When the software update is made available later this year, Siri will default to the apps that people use frequently to communicate with their contacts. For instance, if you have messages with another user in WhatsApp, Siri will automatically launch WhatsApp rather than iMessage when you tell it to message that person. Basically, Siri will be able to decide which service to use based on your past interactions with specific contacts. This builds on the expansion of how audio apps can also now interact with Siri in iOS 13. For instance, last week we told you about Spotify testing integration with Siri, allowing users to simply say, "Siri, play this song in Spotify." It's clear that Apple is making it an effort to expand how Siri is capable of interacting with third-party applications, both with this new messaging feature as well as with the expansion of new APIs in iOS 13. It's unknown when the iOS update that adds the new messaging and phone integration with Siri will be available. But Bloomberg notes that developers will also need to update their applications in order to interface with Siri. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear, the beautiful and flexible writing app for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. Whether you're taking quick notes, writing in-depth essays, or planning longer, more complex technical writing, Bear offers a super clean but powerful text editor. It includes advanced markup tools, rich text and image previews, built-in organization and search, and much more. With the latest version of Bear, you can encrypt individual notes and lock Bear itself with password protection. You'll also find new export options for HTML, Markdown, PDF, and more. And all of that comes in addition to theme selection and dark mode support. You can head to bear.app to try it now. That's bear.app. And my thanks to Bear for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In other news, complaints about the Apple Watch Series 5 battery life are growing. 9 to 5 Mac's Zach Hall posted a new piece today explaining that his routine hasn't changed from the Apple Watch Series 4, but that his new Series 5 is unable to make it through a full day. Apple says the Apple Watch Series 5 should be able to last 18 hours on a charge, and that's the same claim it made with the Series 4. In Zach's case, his Series 5 consistently only lasts 12 hours. When Apple Watch Series 5 press reviews hit last month, reviewers were cautiously optimistic about battery performance. The consensus was that the Apple Watch Series 5 generally lived up to Apple's 18-hour battery life claim, but that it was not able to overachieve like the Series 4 was. These claims are now being contradicted by some users who are seemingly unable to make it through even 12 hours with the Apple Watch Series 5. The obvious question is whether or not the new always-on display is what's causing this problem. Turning off the always-on display shouldn't be the solution, since Apple claims that 18-hour battery life is achievable even with the new display technology. Furthermore, not all Series 5 users are experiencing poor battery life. This suggests that the root problem is not the always-on display, but potentially something else. Whether or not this Apple Watch battery issue turns out to be a software or hardware problem remains to be seen. It's possible that Apple could resolve these issues with a software update to watchOS 6, which could be suffering from optimization issues. Apple just released watchOS 6.0.1, but that update does not address the battery life performance many users are facing, nor does the current beta of watchOS 6.1. Some Apple Watch Series 4 users have also reported battery life problems since installing watchOS 6. This further suggests that it could be some sort of software problem or optimization issue with the latest version of watchOS. Nonetheless, Apple itself has been completely silent on the Apple Watch battery life situation. The company has not provided any updates to customers about why their new Series 5 is unable to last through the day, despite the growing number of complaints. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at several new Microsoft products, including competitors to the MacBook Air and AirPods. We've also got our full roundup of everything to expect from Apple in October, including the new 16-inch MacBook Pro, the Apple Tag item tracker, and much more. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.